people found nearly 70% of people have positive feelings about crows, even if they have been dive-bombed.
CHQM Vancouver, Move 103.5, an iHeart Radio station.
Real friends, real fun,
and Drew Show. Let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
It's a reunion that's been 26 years in the making. Rachel Lee Cook and Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am pretty excited. We'll have the details in what's trending.
What is the most annoying sound in the world right now? Is it this? Is it the sound of a Teams notification going off? Somebody else is in the room! Somebody else is in the room! Or is it something else? What sound instantly makes you angry? 604-280-1035, or you can text anytime at 103535. Here's Billie Eilish.
Waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
Move 103.5.
Girls, you know you better. Watch out. Some guys are only about
looking for you. your friend, the one you let hit it and never called you again. Remember when he told you he was about to Benjamins? Yeah. You act like you ain't him, they give him a little trim to begin. Now you think you really gonna pretend like you wasn't down and you called him again. Plus when you give it up so easy, you ain't even fooling him. If you did it then, and you probably can. Talking out your neck, then you're a Christian. I'm a slam, sleeping with the gin. Now that was the sin that did Jezebel in. Who you gonna tell when the repercussions spin? Showing off your ass cause you're thinking it's a trend, girlfriend. Let me break it down for you again. You know I only stay cause I'm truly genuine. Don't be a hard rock when you really are a gin, baby girl. Respect is just the minimum. Nigga, you still defending them now. Lauren is only human. Don't think I haven't been through the same predicament. Let it sit inside your head like a million women in Philly pen. It's silly when girls sell their souls because it's sin. Look at where you be in. Hair weaves like Europeans. Fake nails done by Koreans. Come again. To the man, more concerned with his rims and his Timbs and his women, him and his men. Come in the club like hooligans, don't care who they your friend, Papa Yang.
Like you got yin.
Let's not pretend. The one to pack pissed out by the waist, man. Quit style by the casement. Still the name of the basement. The pretty face man, claiming that they did a bid, man. Need to take care of their three or four kids. Been the face in court case when the child support late. Money taking home, breaking out. You wonder why women hate me. The sneaky silent man, the punk domestic violence man, the quick to shoot the semen. Stop acting like boys and be men. How you gonna win when you ain't right with them? How you gon' win when you ain't right with them? How you gon' win when you ain't right with them? Come again.
Forever, baby, and I could only hope for the best.
Cause I need you like the flowers need the rain. I need you like the sun when the clouds turn gray. Oh, you're like the blood running through my veins. I love you until now and forever away. Oh, 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 oh. One step at a time, will you take me? You're leaving me blind, but don't leave me. I need you like the flowers need the rain. Need you like the sun when the clouds turn gray. Oh, you like the blood running through my veins. I love you until now and forever away.
The Nat and Drew Show on Move 103.5.
What is the most annoying sound in the world? The most infuriating sound. You hear it, and the moment you hear it, it instantly makes you angry. Is it this? The sound of a Microsoft Teams notification? It's what a lot of people say online. Can't get...
I mean, it's not pleasant.
Oh, my head!
But also it's the association, right? That just means, oh my gosh, I got to do another meeting and another meeting and another meeting. So there's definitely that sound, but, lots of messages from people suggesting that other people chewing, of course, is a horrific sound, but we're okay with animals chewing. It's a real thing that's become on social media. You'll see like a beaver chewing or your dog chewing or whatever it is. Mm. And it's the cutest thing in the world. But if a human is doing it, it's disgusting.
Yes.
This is food and drink related. It's not chewing, though. Melissa, what's the sound that instantly makes you angry?
I cannot stand when a plastic straw rubs up against the top of a plastic drink, like the old Starbucks drinks. Oh, like the Slurpees. I can't. I can't.
It's the insertion of the straw.
Yeah. Okay, this is so...
you have to stop.
This is so, it's so weird. I kind of don't mind that one. And I don't know why, whether I associate it with summer and summer drinks or something along those lines.
Paper straws don't make the same kind of sound,
no, they
do they,
don't.
Melissa?
No. Paper straws, I mean, they don't work, but they don't make the sound.
Right. They're too busy falling apart.
Yes.
To make an actual sound. Melissa, thank you for listening and participating this morning. We appreciate it. 604-280-1035, or you can text anytime at 103535. Ron, the sound that instantly makes you angry.
It's a gas-driven leaf blower. As soon as I hear that, I want to immediately cringe. I want to take the leaf blower and blow it apart.
Well, and also sometimes it feels like people are using them and it's not for particularly large jobs.
Yeah, I know. I think that's the other point. Yeah, exactly. That's the other point that's annoying. You look out and you see what they're blowing. There's nothing there.
Well, like, they're trying to blow the needles that are falling from the tree.
No,
wrong. That's what we're trying to do.
No, that sounds like somebody who's using his leaf blower a lot.
It's not gas powered, though. It's not gas powered.
But still, rake. It's a rake. Rake.
Yeah, but then how you got to gather all the things. Yeah.
Oh, you got to bend down.
There's a special hand rake that you just squeeze everything together.
And then also, where are you blowing it to?
I'm blowing it. Well, you use the reverse and then you suck it up as a vacuum. You blow them into a pile and then you suck it all up and then you put them in the green bin.
It almost does sound that it seem like a rake would just be easier.
Yeah.
In like most cases for this stuff.
No, not at all. Another annoying noise that makes people instantly angry. The sound of a microwave being done. But Christine, you've got a bit of a work around this, Christine. Tell us how you've managed to work around the annoying sound of the microwave.
So I had no idea either, but our microwave broke and we bought a new one. And it was so painful. Like, I wanted to, like, bash my head in. So my husband always says, look to the goo-goo.
Look to the goo-goo?
Google?
The Google.
Okay.
So he just Googled the brand of the microwave and how to turn the sound off. And it's like a series of zeros and ones, and you have to hit the start button, and it was super easy.
So you can just disable the sound that the microwave makes. It'll just click off when it's done and make no sound. It's in stealth mode now.
100%, yeah.
Ooh. How do you know then that your food is done? Do you just have to stare and watch it?
You'll know, because you won't be angry when the sound
is
done.
Fair enough.
New. Nostalgic. Unmistakably Canadian.
I won't look in my eyes, and you can tell that's
Made in Canada delivers 100% homegrown hits all day, every day. Tap into Made in Canada now on iHeartRadio.ca or the free iHeartRadio app. Proudly powered by All Your Friends Fest, June 28th and 29th, featuring Avril Lavigne, Simple Plan, and more.
Well, that's it. Excited to meet your new roommate?
You betcha. You ever have roommates, Mom?
Ah, yes. Had a great roomie. So dependable. Great with money. Amazing what they could do with 45 bucks. And fast. Like 300 megabits fast.
What?
Yeah, we call him Evox. Actually, he still lives at home. Maybe I can introduce you.
All right.
Make Evox your new favorite roommate with 300 megabits per second fiber internet for only $45 a month. Details at evox.ca.
Hey, this is Ruby Carr, the host of the podcast Encore. This week, a song so good, you feel like you could kick a door down. The story behind Shania Twain, Man, I Feel Like a Woman. Did you know that Shania was performing in nightclubs when she was like 8? Truly shocking. Find out more with Encore, the stories behind the songs you love, and the unbelievable story of Shania Twain's Man, I Feel Like a Woman. Listen to Encore on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts for that and more stories behind the songs you love.
Golf's biggest stars have dominated the major season.
It's a Scheffler showcase.
But now the toughest test awaits with the game's ultimate prize at stake. The U.S. Open, June 12th to the 15th on TSN and TSN Plus.
Hero Home Care presents Hero Facts with Captain Mighty.
Oh, the most exasperating hero is Help Desk Helen. I've been on hold for 42 minutes.
She's a hero?
Well, certainly not on the same level as the heroes from Hero Home Care.
Right. Whether the need is companionship, 24-hour nursing care, or something in between, they provide solutions for peace of mind for families in the Lower Mainland and Fraser Valley.
And that's why they're heroes, not just caregivers.
Are you still on the line, sir?
Yes, Helen.
Please continue to hold.
Oh, come on, Helen. Hero!
Homecare.ca.
Workdays can be unpredictable, but your workwear shouldn't be. With a Cintas apparel program, you'll have freshly laundered garments for everyone on your team delivered every week. Cintas has workwear for just about any job imaginable, with high-performance fabrics and an uncompromising fit that stretches and moves with you. Don't leave looking and feeling good to chance. Visit Cintas.ca.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Crave is your destination for the summer's hottest reality series. Love Island USA is back. The new season streams June 3rd. Subscribe at crave.ca. Crave, proudly Canadian.
Hometown Heroes Lottery is your ticket to BC Real Estate in Vancouver, the Lower Mainland, the Okanagan, or Vancouver Island.
Buy now for the $80,000 summer bonus this year with 7 winners.
Choose from an SUV hybrid, furniture and travel package, or cash prizes.
Summer bonus deadline midnight tonight.
Tickets at London Drugs and HeroesLottery.com.
Supporting VGH and UBC Hospital Foundation and the BC Professional Firefighters Burn Fund. 19 plus to play. Know your limit. Play within it.
Good morning. I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. Well, we've got a nice start to the day here. It's Friday, blue sky, and not too many issues at all. We've got some volume northbound, Alex Fraser. Portman looking good, westbound, counterflow going in at the tunnel. No big stalls or accidents. When it's time to renew your car insurance, get trusted advice with BCAA. Just give them a call, stop by your nearest location, or go to bcaa.com. We've got sunshine ahead today. A little cloud here and there, but a mostly good-looking day. And for the weekend, we've got some showers tomorrow. Sunny breaks back on Sunday. The high today, 20. Right now, 12 degrees.
It's a reunion that many people have been hoping for since 1999. Rachel Lee Cook and Freddie Prinze Jr. We'll tell you about it and what's trending.
After music from Rachel Platten. Move 103.5. Good morning.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say, I'm losing friends and I'm chasing sleep. Everybody's worried about me. In too deep. Say I'm in too deep. In too deep. It's been 2 years, I miss my home. But there's a fire burning in my bones. Still believe. Yeah, I still believe.
Today's Best Variety Move 103.5. People have been waiting for this since 1999.
What's trending?
It has been 26 years since Freddie Prinze Jr. and Rachel Lee Cook gave us that brilliant movie, She's All That.
In order to save his reputation, he's taken on an impossible bet.
I'll pick the girl, and you got 6 weeks to turn her into the prom queen.
Feel just like Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman, you know, except for that whole hooker thing.
So it's literally such a cultural moment. She's All That. People talk about it. There was a remake that was on Netflix about 3 years ago called He's All That.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
People like, no. She's All That. And you know, I look back on that cast and it was like an incredible cast. Paul Walker, Usher, Matthew Lillard, Kieran Culkin, Anna Paquin. Like it was an insane cast. Anyway, so for the first time since 1999, Freddie Prinze Jr. and Rachel Lee Cook are going to be doing a movie together. It is not going to be a remake of She's All That. They are grown up. It's different. It's going to be called The Christmas Affair. They will star as two superstar sportscasters who form an alliance after their spouses are caught cheating weeks before Christmas. And then, of course, they start to fall for each other.
Freddie Prinze Jr. and Rachel Lee Cook, the Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan of their generation.
I actually was, as I watched the trailer for She's All That, and I know it's probably not going to hold up, but I'm like, I have plans this weekend.
Aww.
I'm going to rewatch it. I loved it so much.
Yeah. I mean, Freddie Prinze Jr., so, so wholesome and beautiful and wonderful. And I'm kind of wondering if now he's in his, like, Hallmark era, right? Like, can he start doing these kinds of sweet movies that are perfect for him? And he has a complete reboot of his career.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's that, or he could go back to doing, like, the Scooby-Doo movies, but, like, if the gang had aged.
Look, that first Scooby-Doo movie was excellent.
I didn't see the first.
It was excellent.
Agreed.
Did you only see the second one?
I might have.
Okay. Oh, oops.
First one was really, really, really good. Have you done one of those DNA tests, the 23andMe or Ancestry tests like that? You can learn some crazy, crazy things. Stories all over. If it hasn't happened to you specifically, you probably know someone or have heard of somebody who found like a long lost relative. Well, what if that long lost relative turns out to be someone or someone's famous? because that's the situation that's happened here with a 23-year-old woman in Florida. She grew up and, you know, knowing her mother and father, but was always curious about DNA history. Her father, the father who raised her, passed away 4 years ago, and she decided to get a DNA test done, one of these Ancestry 23andMe situations. And she learned through that destination, through that testing rather, she had two half sisters. And those half sisters turned out to be supermodel sisters, Bella and Gigi Hadid.
Wow.
So Bella and Gigi, acknowledged their sister publicly yesterday, their sister Aiden. They've actually been in contact for like a year and a half or more. I guess Bella and Gigi's father, Muhammad Hadid, while he was single, he had this short-term affair or relationship that led to a pregnancy. And then the woman that had that baby, who turned out to be Aiden, raised him with another man. And, Aiden has now learned she's got two super famous sisters. And, well, they spend lots of time together and hang out, but they're just publicly sharing this information now.
It's a really incredible story, but it also makes me think, like, how do you know, like, is it just you get it? Cause I've never done one. Does it get it back and go, oh, by the way, you know, Gigi and Bella Hadid are your sisters? Like, that wouldn't have names there, right? Like,
when I did mine, I got names.
You got names?
I got names. Yeah. So it just depends on what you've opted into.
Wow.
Yeah.
And would they have had to opt in too?
They would if they got names. It just depends on, they haven't shared too many of the details of the search or the reunion. Yeah. So either they opted in to share their names or you find out through other means, but you would get that DNA match.
Can you imagine, like, in 15 to 20 years from now, if people are still continuing to do these 23andMe tests or whatever, how many people are going to get, like, Nick Cannon?
Oh my God,
that's their dad.
Entire towns have been populated by the man.
What's trending? Move 103.5.
Taylor Swift. Move 103.5. Good morning. It's Nat, Drew, and Aaron here on the Nat and Drew Show. Good to have you on board this morning. To call it the end of an era, I think, would actually be a bit of an understatement. It's the last weekend for the Bay. The last weekend for the Bay. They will close their doors. We have obviously heard the news this week, the terrible news for all of the employees that work there. We're thinking about you if you work at the Bay. It's been a tough time, obviously, for employees at the Bay. And, you know, just an era of the country that represents all kinds of different phases of our country and our history comes to a close this weekend.
You know, it's funny. I was having a glass of wine with some girlfriends the other day, and in a group of like five, two had worked at the Bay.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That was their, like, that was their summer job, or that was their job that they went through university on. And I thought, you know, that's an interesting piece of it too. How many people worked there?
I mean, lots. Like, I grew up in a small town, so I always perceived the Bay to be like a big city store.
Yes.
Because we didn't have a Bay in my hometown because it was too small.
Mm.
I always thought, ooh, when you're going to the Bay, you're going to the big city.
Mm-hmm.
Going to the big city. But,
yeah.
You know, things are, we had a Sears in my hometown.
Which is what I worked at.
We didn't have a Bay.
That counts too.
Not really.
Yes,
the Bay,
it does.
I always thought the Bay was better, and I worked at Sears, and I was like, oh, I wish, but the Bay was the other store, the other anchor store in the mall that I worked when I was a kid, and I'm like, oh, to work at the Bay.
That's where you want to be.
Yeah.
You want to be at the other end of the mall.
I meant like the dumpy end of the mall. No offense to the Sears fans.
Yeah. Are there any of those still hanging on?
No.
Missing? My mom was a big fan. She loved their return policy.
Of course. Well, that was because Sears took back everything.
Yes.
That's why Sears went out of business sooner.
We asked a question on the Nat and Drew Show Instagram. It is the last weekend of the Bay. Are you planning on going? Are you going to go say goodbye and shop one last time, or been there, done that?
Mm-hmm.
And it does feel like, and I don't know whether it's because of the social media pictures that are out there in terms of what's left at the Bay. Like, literally, I had a thought yesterday. I need a new belt. Will they still have belts at the Bay? Where will I go to get my belts after the Bay closes?
Right.
And stuff. Because a friend of mine was in, I believe it was the downtown Pacific Center Bay store earlier this week, and he just posted his picture that was a sea. I'm sure it's not the only thing they have, but it was just like a sea of naked mannequins that I believe they were accepting offers on or had price tags on. Like, they literally sell everything. So I don't know whether it's totally down to the mannequins at every single store, but looks like that was a good chunk of Pacific Center earlier this week.
Aaron and I went weeks ago, and there was this, like beautiful, there was some beautiful wood fixtures, like this beautiful wood table.
Yes.
That at one point, Aaron's like, I think I might buy that. And also, it was huge. I think it was about 15 feet.
Yeah.
And like, you probably need, you know, somebody that was really great with wood or whatever that was going to make that into like a beautiful piece.
Oh.
But there were these like incredible pieces to be had. But I could see once in a while something like this, like being an impulse buy where you're just like, oh, I'll take that. And then having no idea like what to do with a giant table, a giant filing cabinet, five nude mannequins for what, just because.
And it feels like a bargain, but it's like someone has to come pick it up.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, they can reduce the number of naked mannequins that actually get picked up and hauled away. It's probably for the best.
Real friends. Real fun. This is the Nat and Drew Show.
6:37. We have one last pair of tickets to see Katy Perry in our suites at Rogers Arena on July 22nd. Want to win your way in to truly some of the best seats in the house? Be listing at 8:05 to win. Katy Perry and Move Radio.
When you switch your phone plan to Bell, you can get Crave on Us with the hottest shows like the HBO original The Last of Us, which means you won't be the last of us to watch it. In fact, you'll be the first of us. And though you may be tempted to text out spoilers, you don't. Because with great streaming comes great responsibility.
Get Crave on Us with select phone plans when you bring your own phone. All on Canada's fastest 5G plus network. Visit a Bell store or bell.ca/rateplans for details. Bell. Mobile plans just got better.
Shake that thing, Miss Canna Canna.
Hey, I'm Ruby Carr, host of the podcast Encore. This week is the story behind Sean Paul's Get Busy. You know the song that gives you the feeling of the best basement party you've ever been to?
I have kids out there to feel like, yo, I've been to that party, I've been there, that's me.
Did you know that the video was shot in suburban Ontario? They specifically wanted the vibes of a hot party in the cold Canadian winter. It's the story behind Sean Paul's Get Busy this week on Encore. Listen on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A star-studded field of golfers.
Rory McIlroy on fire.
Led by our nation's best.
Oh,
Canada.
Contend for the Canadian crown.
Oh, my goodness!
The RBC Canadian Open, June 5th to the 8th on TSN and TSN Plus.
Hey, it's Drew Savage. It's spring, or as I like to call it, Jiffy season, which means there is so much to do around my home. And if there isn't enough already, my washing machine quit on me mid-cycle. So you know what I did? I opened the Jiffy app, and within seconds I was matched with Mike, who showed up later that day and fixed it before I could even panic. And now, I'm back to my long list of spring to-dos, which you already know Jiffy is taking care of. Download the Jiffy app or sign up at JiffyOnDemand.com with the code MOVE25 for $25 off your first job. Jiffy, Canada's number one home maintenance app.
Sometimes finding your way means following your heart, even if you don't know where it might lead.
No matter where I went, a part of me would always be here.
An all-new Sullivan's Crossing, Sunday at 7 on CTV. Stream next day on Crave.
Sweetie, come here. Don't worry. I see a lot of patients with the exact same thing.
Ever since the ice skating rink went in next door?
Or is it more than
Dr. Clark's business is heating up.
So many patients need my help. How will I find time to see all of them?
They need to hire a scheduler, stat.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/claim now and get $100 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The Mix and Match event is on at Sleep Country. That's good news if you're looking for a mattress that's a little firmer, plushier, cozier, cooler, or a pillow that truly matches your vibe, your tastes, your needs, your sleep. Everyone's sleeping needs are unique, so it's time to get mixing and matching. During our Mix and Match event, get up to 20% off almost everything. Hurry, it's for a limited time only. Speak to a sleep expert for details, only at Sleep Country. Proudly Canadian for over 30 years.
Everyone I meet has the same question.
What's the question?
What will the tariffs do to the price of engagement rings?
I can answer that one.
Please do.
Those tariffs will have zero impact on the prices at Spence.
Zero? How did we escape it?
We pay Canadian workers to manufacture all our engagement rings right here in Canada. Always have, always will.
Our state-of-the-art manufacturing facilities are superior to what you'll find in any other country.
And the people who work in our Canadian facilities are superior as well.
Hell yes!
If we ever need to buy anything that is subject to a tariff, Michael has decided to absorb the cost so it is not passed along to our customers.
That's very generous, Michael.
I don't know if it was generosity or just plain defiance. The only thing I know for sure is that I've never been more proud to be Canadian.
Spence.
Woo!
In Vancouver on Burrard off Robson and in Langley at 200th Street in the Langley Bypass.
Lily Singh hosts the number one Canadian game show, Battle of the Generations. All new Wednesday at 10 on CTV. Stream next day on Crave.
Good morning, I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. Well, we've got a pretty good looking morning here. We've got volume northbound on the Alex Fraser, westbound on the Portman. Counterflow in at the tunnel. We don't see any issues there right now. And so far, so good. Just volume, but no stalls or accidents. Did you know you could be at risk of getting severe COVID-19 just by being over 60? Ask your pharmacist or doctor about prescription treatments for mild to moderate COVID-19. Weather for the King of Floors. Join Move 103.5 and me on location tomorrow from 11 to 3 for the massive anniversary sale. King of Floors, Highway 10 in Surrey. Hope to see you there tomorrow. Weather today, a mix of sun and cloud, high 20, right now 12 degrees.
You
is the Nat and Drew Show. Move 1035.
You were my courage, my sword and shield. Grace under pressure, my ball of steel. I was a storm weighing us down. You were the angel I chained to the ground. I miss the way you undress. I miss your hair on my chair. Can't stop this bleeding, can't stop believing. I'm missing the sound of your heartbeat. And baby, I'm in love with you. Oh, and I'm missing the sound of your heartbeat. And baby, you were mine to lose. Oh, and I'm missing the sound of your heartbeat. You showed me heaven. You rang the bells. I played with matches. It hurt like hell. Sleep awake, you're all I see. I can't escape you, can't set you free. I miss your full moon rising, catching a breath in silence. Can't stop this bleeding, can't stop believing. I'm missing the sound of your heartbeat. And the sound of your heart beating. Baby, you were mine to lose. Oh, and I'm missing the sound of your heart beating. Oh, I'm missing the sound. I'm missing the sound of beating. I'm missing the sound of your heart beating. Sound of your heart beating.
There is something that could be going away in most airports. In some airports, if they're doing rebuilds, they're not even putting these things back in. Moving sidewalks could become a thing of the past in airports.
Not moving sidewalks. Those are the things we thought would be everywhere, not
exactly.
Just at airports.
I know. We thought airports were the gateway for moving sidewalks. It turns out that when you have moving sidewalks in an airport, people that are using them don't stop at the stores.
I hadn't thought of that. Okay.
It's one of the reasons airports make their money with obviously the airport and like airline fares and things like that. Mm. But they also make their money in the $15 dollar stores.
Yeah.
Yes. And like those sorts of things. And if you're on a moving sidewalk,
you're not stopping to buy your $75 Vancouver t-shirt at the gift shop.
No. Yeah. What's the last thing you bought at an airport? Like something you're like, oh, I need, not like a souvenir for, was it, or maybe, you know, what, was it a souvenir? Or was it something just because you're like, I forgot my AirPods?
I honestly don't think I purchased anything but food at airports in at least 10 years. Like I couldn't even remember. I had friends who, this is kind of, 2008, 2009, somewhere in a row, whatever the age was where portable DVD players were a thing. Like you weren't downloading digital copies of your movies. Yeah. You would take the portable DVDs around with you. And my friends bought theirs at the airport. And I'm like, Did you just decide you wanted to pay three times more for this thing?
You wanted to waste all your money?
You could get it at Best Buy for probably $150, $200 at the time. I think they paid $500 for this portable DVD player at the airport because they were like, oh, so fun. We can watch movies. So they bought the portable DVD player and a couple of DVDs.
I wouldn't be surprised if they paid more than that. I remember the first portable DVD player I had. It was almost $1,000.
Oh, was it? Were they that much?
They were. I mean, the first time, like, you know, when new tech comes out, it's always incredibly expensive. Yeah. And then it gets cheaper.
And then the airport price. Right.
Yeah. But when I find that anytime I'm in the airport with my husband, I always have to peel him away from the Best Buy vending machine.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, you don't need anything. He's like, I just want to see.
Oh, yeah. The last time we were there as a family, Mexico over the holidays, the December holidays, Charlotte just went over there and she was like, I'm going to get you guys all set, right? You're going to get the right plugs, whatever they're called, the right AC adapter, blah, blah, blah. And she just went crazy and then plugged our phones into all these things so we could experience the media on the plane. Right?
And again, paying three or four times as much.
Oh, yeah.
Vending machines.
It was crazy.
The difference is that you clearly needed some sort of adapters or whatever. Mm-hmm. My husband actually doesn't need anything. He comes fully, you know, prepared with cables and chargers and whatever. It's just the lure of the Best Buy vending machine. It's like, what new thing do they have?
It's fun.
I want the airports to keep the moving sidewalks. It's how I can keep Brett, like, away from certain things.
Real friends, real fun.
This is the Matt and Drew Show.
$652,000 minute on the way. You could win the $1,000 and then go back in time and buy yourself one of those portable DVD players. We'll give you the answer to question one right after the news and stuff.
With Virgin Plus, you get an affordable phone plan and member benefit discounts on food, fashion, and entertainment, which means your life gets...
This meal is delicious.
And...
Love that I'm out shopping more.
And...
This concert rules!
And even...
What was I even doing with my life before signing up with Virgin Plus and getting to do all this fun stuff?
And who doesn't want that? Get plans starting from $29 a month when you bring your own phone with Virgin Plus. Obviously. Includes auto pay credit. Conditions apply. Visit a Virgin Plus store or virginplus.ca for details.
This May, iHeartRadio celebrates Asian Heritage Month. Discover powerful stories, vibrant cultures, and unforgettable music. From inspiring podcasts to playlists that span East to South, Southeast, and West Asian artists, we're honoring the voices shaping our world. Listen now on the free iHeartRadio app and at iHeartRadio.ca.
Sometimes finding your way means following your heart, even if you don't know where it might lead.
No matter where I went, a part of me would always be here.
An all-new Sullivan's Crossing, Sunday at 7 on CTV. Stream next day on Crave.
It takes a team to deliver our healthcare. Right now, our team is playing shorthanded. Healthcare workers are exhausted, and that's when injuries happen, and when there are gaps in our care. Let's get behind our team and hire more workers with better pay and better working conditions so they don't get burned out. Supporting the team of people who deliver our healthcare, that's something we could all celebrate. A message from the Hospital Employees Union.
Get ready for a treasure hunting weekend at the Old Farmhouse Vintage Market. This Saturday and Sunday at the Maple Ridge Fairgrounds, shop rows of vendors with curated collections of home decor, furniture, collectibles, and handmade goods. Refresh your home for spring and discover one-of-a-kind pieces. Admission is just $5 at the door, children 12 and under free. Find out what unique treasures are waiting for you at the Old Farmhouse Vintage Market. This Saturday and Sunday at the Albion Barns in the Maple Ridge Fairgrounds.
I stepped off a train, new city, new country, no one to call, no place to call home, until I found Covenant House Vancouver. They gave me shelter, safety, and time to heal. I built a life, a community, but most importantly, I rediscovered myself. Today, as a counselor, I'm giving back the same hope that I once received.
Help give youth hope. Covenant House Vancouver's Double Match campaign is on now. Donate today at covenanthousebc.org.
He could afford regular furniture, but what he wanted was extraordinary ROVE.
Ridiculously overpriced, very expensive.
He wanted high-quality designer furniture, a Ferrari for the price of a Ford.
I searched for designer furniture factories for the most famous retailers on earth.
No one else wanted to travel 10,000 kilometers from home, so he went himself.
My name is Mike. They tell me I love adventure.
Mike got on an airplane, flew overseas, and found the factory.
After getting to know me, they let me buy direct from the factory.
Mike created a membership program and built a website so you can get what he got.
High quality designer furniture direct from the manufacturer.
Designer furniture direct from the factory. You're going to save thousands of dollars. Go to xrove.ca. That's xrove.ca.
xrove.ca. xrove.ca. I'll see you there.
The countdown to summer is on at Everything Wine. Explore the savings throughout the store and save big on Spain's Belle Grove. The juicy Shiraz, light Chardonnay, or crisp rosé, your choice. Now only $6.99 each. That's the best price on wine in the province. Buy a case of your fave or mix and match a dozen. Spain's Belle Grove, just $6.99 each. Only at Everything Wine, the Lower Mainland's best place to shop and save on wine as well as beer and spirits. Shop in store or online. Start at everythingwine.ca.
You're listening to the Nat and Drew Show.
Move 1035.
I hear a lot about sinners. Don't think that I'll be a saint. But I might go down to the river. 'Cause the way that the sky opens up when we touch it, it's making me say that the way you hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me. Feel so holy, 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 holy. Oh God, running to the altar like a track star. Can't wait another second. 'Cause the way you hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me. Feel so holy. I don't do well with the drama. And no, I can't stand it being fake. No, 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 no. I don't believe in nirvana. But the way that we love in the night gave me life, baby. I can't explain it. The way you hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me. Feels so holy, 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 holy. Oh God, running to the altar like a track star. Can't wait another second. 'Cause the way you hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me. Feels so holy. They say we're too youngin'. And the players say don't go crushing. Wise men say fools rushing. But I don't know. They say we're too youngin'. And the players say don't go crushing. Wise men say fools rushing. But I don't know. 'Cause the way you hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me. Feel so holy, 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 holy. Oh God!
Good Friday morning. I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. No stalls or accidents. How's that for a nice start to the Friday morning? And light volume everywhere. Traffic for Mr. Lube. Mr. Lube Plus Tires, the original no-appointment oil change, is locally owned and 100% Canadian. Visit a Mr. Lube near you for quality maintenance and tire service. We've got a good-looking weekend ahead, mostly. Sunny breaks today and Sunday, some showers on Saturday. But today does look nice. We'll have a high of about 20. Right now, it's 12 degrees.
Move 1035 is what you need to know. Here's Erin Davis.
A makeshift memorial has formed in Horseshoe Bay where a four-year-old boy was killed after being hit by a bus this week. His mother remains in hospital. Lapu Lapu Festival attack suspect Adam K. G. Lowe is back in provincial court today after being ordered to undergo a mental health assessment to figure out his fitness for trial. A BC conservation officer says a woman is recovering after she was attacked by a black bear in Anmore. The Conservation Service says the woman was walking home when a black bear came around the corner of her house. The woman tried scaring the bear off, but it eventually bit her. The
Vancouver, the Abbotsford Canucks beat Texas 3-2 in Game 1. The Canucks and Texas Stars continue Game 2 on Saturday in Abbotsford before their series shifts to the Lone Star State on Monday. And Sunday is National Dinosaur Day. Someone polled 5,000 people and said, would you go to a real-life Jurassic Park? Only 30% said yes, 50% said no, and 20% said they'd have to think about it.
CHQM Vancouver, Move 1035, and iHeart Radio Station.
Real friends, real fun,
and Drew Show, let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
The first play of the $1,000 Minute on the way at 735. Let's give you the answer to question one to help you out on a Friday morning. It is Etch-A-Sketch. The classic toy, the Etch-A-Sketch.
In town tonight at the Rio Theater, Paul Reiser is doing stand-up, his stand-up show. First time ever Paul's been in Vancouver to do stand-up. Our conversation with Paul about Mad About You, Stranger Things, and more coming up in just a few moments. But first, it's Ace of Base. Move 103.5.